Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back with you to talk about the most interesting questions from the News AF audience in a special primetime edition here of News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, we are here live on a Friday night, and I was saying on the live stream that normally we have very busy plans on Friday night, that
we're
usually out, you name
table service
Friday night,
all of it,
bottle
service at the table,
everything, but we're here with you tonight and here with a man who has so much going on Instagram right now. Instagram's number one influencer of 2020, Tyson Apostle.
Whoop, whoop. I would say CrossFit and keto influencer, because I know how important a pound of melted butter can
be. Those are great categories to rule over.
To influence in.
You need to start putting, you know, hashtag keto, hashtag
CrossFit. Oh, that's true.
Yeah, put those.
Yeah, I haven't been hashtagging it.
You could put those in the story, I think.
I know. I've been getting pretty good, a pretty good audience, even though, but I will start hashtagging. So I've been crushing the workouts. You know, I've been having to size up on a lot of my clothes because my muscles are getting so swole.
Where are you getting the most girth?
I would say probably around my biceps.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah. Biceps is where you really want to focus because that's what's most important. You know that.
Mm-hmm. No, I actually had Arnold Schwarzenegger bodybuilding book, right? Mm-hmm.
And where did he say?
And it was a great, it was like an encyclopedia. And he said you want to work on, everything has to be symmetrical.
Yeah, that's in the, that's even in the movie, Pumping Iron. But the thing is that's old school. That's from the 70s, bro. We're talking CrossFit.
Yeah.
CrossFit so wasn't even invented back then. There was circuit training, which is identical, but it wasn't called CrossFit or owned by Reebok. So it wasn't shit, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah. You are a CrossFitter with that kind of kind of language. Okay.
Yeah. CrossFit's the only true athletes are CrossFitters.
The man with the most symmetrical biceps around, Danny Bryson, is here. Danny.
My finest feature.
Question for you, Danny. We got so many questions from our listeners before. We said we're going to do all questions. Nathan Deacon says, if Danny and Tyson were both given a full year to train and unlimited resources, which of them do you think would place higher in a professional bodybuilding competition?
Ooh.
Tyson.
Because I'm taller.
He's taller, but that's not the only reason. Tyson grew up swimming, which means he's got pecs. Without like going to Mexico and getting cement mix injections into my augmentation, there's no way I can even imagine getting pecs. Tyson's got the broad shoulders and pecs going on, so he wins. No need to go.
I was going to say you were going to be like stockier, muscly, but I was taller, so I felt like. I think height goes a long way in those.
Yeah, in that bodybuilding book, he had his friends too, and there was this short little guy. I think his name was Oscar. That would probably be me, and you'd be Arnold.
Yeah, what did they call him? They called him something like Mini Caesar, or I don't know.
But he was, that's right. You're right.
They had a nickname for him.
So that would be me, and Tyson would be Arnold. But really, Tyson's got just the pecs and the shoulders, which, as we all know, will turn into man boobs real quick.
They already are.
But
if I do push-ups for... Yeah,
so
go ahead.
Danny has the thighs, though. What about the quadrosaurus?
Oh, those thighs don't quit, man.
Dude, these thighs are amazing.
Yeah, they are.
Honestly, they're borderline disgusting.
When Danny wears gong show jeans.
Yeah, my jeans are so tight. My wife wants me in tighter jeans, and at some point, it's going to become a straight jacket for my legs. Yeah, it's dangerous.
Mm-hmm. But do you still have the thigh gap up underneath your genitals?
Oh, I've never had a thigh gap. Dude, my thighs create fires when I go running. the friction in there would melt plastic. I got to have like carbon reinforced.
That's why you always have to butter up, which is awesome because you can then absorb the butter through your skin.
And in an emergency, eat the butter.
Mm-hmm. Lick it right off of there.
Okay. All right. Well, we've got a lot of stuff to get to tonight. First off, any updates since Tuesday? You guys doing okay? Everybody's all right at your house?
Yeah, I think we're doing great. I do the same thing, to be completely honest. Like, I have tried to always stay as close to my house as possible over the last couple years. And so now it's just making that goal easier. Rachel gets a little stir crazy and she's not able to go to Target and just browse for hours.
Yeah, no.
And that's what's like the hard.
That's her escape. Honest,
I'm doing a lot better than my wife.
Yeah, that's how I feel too.
That is like, that is not going well. That is not going well. We got a UPS package and then one of my sons, he touched the box and then he picked his nose. And Nicole just was the rest of the day. She never
on
recovered.
High alert.
She never recovered. And then we had an envelope that was delivered. And then my other son stepped on it with bare feet and then ran around the house. And Nicole was, it was not good.
Did you tell her you got to let the package sit out on the doorstep for 12 hours?
No, she knows. She was not touching the package. The package was sitting. It was a sitting package.
Yeah, she was sitting, letting it cool off.
And yeah, she let it cool off, and then he picked his nose. That's it.
Yeah.
Liz brought in some Little Caesars and sprayed the boxes with Lysol.
Good.
Then we all got to eat in a cloud of Lysol. So. Not even our tongues were clean.
Did it remind you of like a stinky restroom where you're just like, I could be eating in
somebody's
like shit
right now? Yeah, it felt like I was somewhere where they were hiding something. Mm-hmm. You know, like normally this room smells like mold, but we fixed that problem by making it smell too
like,
clean.
Yeah. It smells like spring. Like 1,000 springtimes happened in here.
Yeah. Lysol is like the murderer who comes back to the scene to see what kind of damage he's wreaked. Mm-hmm. It's just like, it's just horrible.
Yeah. We got a pizza last week, Danny, and then we then had to move the pizza to the oven then to cook it a second time after.
To second cook it to cook the virus.
And then my kids were like, why is this pizza so hard? Why is this pizza? I don't want this. I don't want this pizza.
I ordered pizza a couple nights ago, too, and I didn't take any precautions other than the man wouldn't let me sign the receipt unless I came and got my own pen. Mm-hmm. I was like, no, just take it. See ya. And then I took the thing. But I tipped online.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing, dude, is cash is like probably the scariest thing to handle.
Yeah, cash has always been scary. I've always hated cash. It's like handing people turds for, you know, currency.
It's like, here's a
five turd note. Oh, thank you so much. It's probably covered in cocaine and crap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the cocaine at least kills the crap, right?
I don't know. So. Tyson, we covered that last week. Oh, people thought cocaine was curing them.
I wasn't paying attention. So we didn't do anything. I didn't take any precautions. I brought the pizza box in. I opened it. Then I washed my hands. And then I served.
Dude, why
pizza.
Would you? With your CrossFit regimen, you're probably...
I'm immune. I've got to be immune to it. Because, like, how can you run 90 miles... backwards. I run it backwards to get that.
Or flip tires.
Yeah. Or I have been flipping tires, but I haven't been telling my audience about it yet. I was going to lay that on them later.
Yeah.
But I've been.
It's going to be slow motion video, dude, of you just dripping sweat, flipping tires.
No, not flipping tires. Of me, slow motion, dripping sweat, telling people about the tires I just flipped. And I'm going to have Rachel take the sleeves off of all my shirts.
Yeah. Well, your imagination or your brain is the biggest erogenous zone. So you, the less detail, the better.
We can all just picture what we want. Yeah, that's true. I was thinking you were going the other way where you were like, your mind is your greatest muscle. So if you're actually exercising that, you probably are getting shredded just by imagining all these exercises you're doing.
Make sure to be imagining both on your left brain and your right brain to keep your brain symmetrically in shape and ripped.
Yeah. Because if you gain 1 centimeter on the left side of your brain, you also have to gain 1 centimeter on the right side of your brain. I think that brains don't get bigger. I think they just get more ripples in them.
More ripples.
Because the surface area, of the brain is what carries the most brain power, I believe.
Yeah. So it's like the opposite of getting scrotox, Tyson.
It's the opposite of getting scrotox.
Yeah, don't get scrotox in your brain.
On your brain, yeah, because that will really destroy you. Yeah, everything. Everything you've ever learned will be gone if you get scrotox on your brain.
Okay. Let's cover at least one news item here tonight mm-hmm. before we get into some of your questions. So we've talked a lot about how coronavirus is affecting all sorts of things that maybe you wouldn't even think about. Danny, one of those things is that perhaps the shutdown due to coronavirus in manufacturing may lead to a global shortage of condoms in the near future.
I gotta be a little bit more, you know, conservative with my condom use instead of putting one on each hands to eat my pizza.
I've been making hazmat suits out of them by duct taping condoms together.
We know a young lady who has a lot of condoms.
She's the world's richest woman now.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, the
Trojan
woman
contest winner.
The contest. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes. The woman
she's
that
now skyrocketed. She just passed
Bezos.
Jeff Bezos.
the year's supply of condoms. Right.
First self-made billionaire.
Yep. So a lot of the world's condoms come out of Malaysia, but it has produced a single condom in 3 weeks.
Whoa. So
there's a global shortfall of 100
million.
Can
you just save them? And rinse them out.
Yeah, I put mine through the dishwasher on sanitary rinse.
Yeah, they're dishwasher safe. I have actually, dude, sloth tanked, sloth terrarium right here.
Yes, what is it?
Little condom dishwasher insert holders so that you can, you know, like baseball caps
like a hat.
Used to have
yeah.
those and stuff. Yeah, yeah, so now you can slide your condom over on your dishwasher and then it cleans it all out perfectly. And then you also have to have the special soap so there's no water marks on the condoms.
Rinse and reuse.
That would mm-hmm. be disgusting for people. Some people are recommending the sheepskins.
So your invention is a mm-hmm. A dishwasher safe phallus?
No. Yes. Yeah, that is because that's what you need something to put it on.
But it has to have the water to go through it so that it can clean the interior of the condom. So it's like a skeleton of a phallus.
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
I think you just
I know what you're going
through
for.
Twice.
No,
in you flip it inside out.
Yeah,
run it through. Flip it inside out. Run it through.
Yeah,
that wastes
much
water.
More practical. Well, you're going to use the dishwasher twice, right?
Yeah, that's
but
true.
I mean, how many? It's all going to depend on how many condoms you have to put in the dishwasher to begin with. Because if you just have one.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you could hand wash.
Think how disturbing that'd be. Like, I come over to Tyson's house for a dinner party. He's like, oh, yeah, I just grab a fork. They're in the dishwasher. And you go in there and there's like 10 condoms.
Don't mind these.
10 condoms.
But the thing is
look
that will
Tyson,
become.
Look at you.
It's better safe than sorry. And it adds girth. The more that you add on, that's
that's all
tenth
once?
Of a millimeter of girth. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy.
So.
The global shortage is expected to be so bad, people might have to start tapping into the supply of Joe Exotic campaign condoms.
Oh, my God. That's going to be horrible. The other thing, too, is what's crazy is that a lot of people probably don't know this, but intercourse without a condom, a lot of people will say is better.
Hmm.
Huh?
But not as safe. It's like driving without a seatbelt, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's fine until you get got.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, could we go to back to work on sloth terrarium ideas? Any ideas for maybe new birth control mechanisms? Well, social distancing helps, right?
Social distancing will help. And also, I have, if we're being honest, and I am not sticking to my CrossFit persona that I've built, worked so hard over the last 2 days to build on Instagram. I probably gained 5 pounds in like 3 days just
all
being
muscle,
quarantined,
muscle.
Just eating.
Yeah.
And so like eventually everybody will just be too heavy probably
you
to
think
do
so?
Anything.
So that you said one, you've got the social distancing. So that's going to be like, you know, a lot of people, I guess this is more of an issue for after the fact. And then everybody
for Tinder's going down
for married couples that have children. The children are effectively or the existing children
birth
are
control.
Effectively very adequate birth control right now.
That's true.
And nobody that has kids is like, you know, we need another one of these things right now.
Oh, having the kids home all day is really getting me randy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Getting all horned up.
Yeah.
This could be also, I mean, I don't know how deep all of it goes, but grocery stores are making a fucking killing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to invest in Fry's and Smith's and all those grocery stores, Albertsons.
Mm-hmm.
Man, now's the time to get into those. And what are we going to do when this blows over in 2023? Mm-hmm. How will we get our lives back?
I don't know. All right. So we have a lot of questions from the listeners. We have a Facebook group. If you go on Facebook and you look for Group AF.
Facebook.com/groups/groupAF.
We have a Facebook group. We're streaming there live right now. And people are commenting away. And you can watch our live video. People also share news stories all week long with us. And then we started a question thread the other day. And we got over 100 questions from the listeners of News AF this week.
Okay.
In 3 days. 3 days.
Three days.
Yeah.
That's really great. It shows that a lot of people either love us, really love us to death, or they have a lot of time on their hands. I'll probably choose option one.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So this is a question that we got from, let's see, which is the best spot to jump in? Shelby Lynn Wisely wants to know, when did Tyson get a second tortoise? Did I miss this conversation in a previous show?
I'll tell you, and the person who gave it to me will be listening. So I originally got my tortoise from the local elementary school who has a big tortoise that laid eggs. We took one of the babies. They were selling them.
Rescue tortoise?
No, not a rescue tortoise. They just offer them to the public mm-hmm. when they have babies, because there's like 32 baby tortoises at the elementary school. They can't handle all of those.
Mm-hmm.
So I got one, and my buddy Sean was the one who told me about it, and he got two for himself. Then he got a dog, a Labradoodle, who killed one of their tortoises and chomped the other one. And I said, and I tried rescuing the tortoises many times from this, this irresponsible family. And, then he finally was like, hey, can we bring this tortoise and drop it off? He dropped it off. I kind of didn't want to be the one to nurse it all the way back to health, but the big heart that I am, I took the tortoise in, and it's doing great. But they did spend a lot of money at a vet getting it fixed after it got chomped.
Yeah.
So now I have two. One, they're the same age, but one is a lot bigger. The healthy one, that Chaz Lamborghini, that was perfectly raised from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
And the smaller one is Tank, and he's got a crunch mark on his shell.
Yeah.
Very sad, but doing
battle
great
scar.
Now. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Tyson, how much does a tortoise cost if you were going to buy one?
That was $20, but if you go to a pet store, they're $60. So I should have bought all 30 of them. I'm an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what a sweet investment.
Dude, and then I would have had a tortoise sanctuary. Then we could have started employing people, just paying them in meth.
Mm-hmm.
Then charged people to come in and view the tortoises and then get in a war with any other tortoise sanctuary in the country.
It's really like, do baby tortoises, do like a lot of like guys and girls like to take pictures with baby tortoises for like their dating profiles?
They are, baby tortoises are incredibly cute, but they are not cuddly like a baby tiger.
Or a sloth.
Or a baby sloth.
Okay. All right. Jumping off of course, Tiger King, the Netflix hit series, Michael Butler O'Rear Jr. wants to know, if News AF got picked up as a Netflix reality show, how would that go? Danny, if we got a pitch meeting with Netflix for a News AF show, well, what's happening on the show?
Danny's forcing us to go on adventures.
Rob, that would be a great show. You guys
puking
and crapping yourself all over the mountains.
Well, I would catch up and be fine, other than when you wanted me to scale like a cliff without a rope. Mm-hmm. But Rob would definitely be out of his comfort.
How do we know? Yeah. Maybe Rob would excel in that environment.
He doesn't know himself either.
Yeah, Rob, he get out there eating nothing but shoe leather.
Yeah, eating shoe leather. And, that's what would happen in a survival
wrestling
situation.
Tyson in the mud.
Mm.
Wait, why would him and I have to wrestle?
I don't know. Maybe you guys are butting heads over how to start the fire. Actually, you guys would be good to have out there. You've got some survival skills. I have zero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my skill
is to
keep
going. That kind of adventure. I'm talking about the adventure where you just are like, hey, we have to ski to the top of this mountain and then down to the bottom of this mountain.
You're both
and
dead.
Me and Rob are like, that sounds like a waste of a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe we could help you shed that dad bod.
Who?
So it's like you.
No, I have been, dude. I've been doing CrossFit.
I know you're working on it, but we could be part of the process.
Yeah. All right. Well, do we have any other pitches for an idea? I really wouldn't want to go on. Danny goes on like death-defying adventures. Like I'd be up for a guy's trip, but I don't want to like have my life flash before my eyes.
I feel like this show would be about us going out and pursuing the stories where they start and stop.
So we go where the news AF is happening.
Exactly.
Or has just happened and do follow-ups.
Yeah, exactly.
Like we go Tiger Kingdom.
Yeah.
Right now.
Because the first show is not really news AF. It's more
for me so I can continue to exercise while also being
mediocre
on the show.
Mediocre amateur, the Netflix series.
Exactly. Yeah. This is more news AF. We go around and explore. We'll spend a lot of time in Florida, so we'd have to be okay with that. But yeah, we go out and catch breaking news.
Yeah, no, this is a good show. I think this would be a hit, Tyson.
Yeah, it would be a hit. I think the other thing we could do is what I tried to do with the YouTube channel was go and just visit the weirdest.
Yes, I remember this.
Yeah.
The weirdest meetings of people. We could go to a model horse show. We could go to a fancy cat show. There's lots of different shows and collections of people that really celebrate some of the most bizarre stuff.
Yeah, we could go talk to the lady that brings the service pony onto first class on the airplane.
We could go.
We would talk to her, yeah.
We could go to a cuddle party once they
get... We already talked to her. Didn't we talk to her a few weeks ago on the podcast?
But not on video.
Oh, okay. Yeah, not on video.
We didn't get the horse. Yeah.
Boy, that's true.
Yeah, there's so many different stories that we can go and cover. We could have been at Area 51.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is a great idea.
This is a good idea. All right. Somebody get us a pitch meeting at Netflix because I think that they'll give anybody a show.
They will.
It seems like there's a lot of bad material out there on Netflix. I mean, no, it's all great stuff, and we'd love to add to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Liv said that I could probably play the pony lady in a made-for-TV movie on Hallmark or something, probably. And I would be like the Tyler Perry of Hallmark.
Hey, that's not a bad gig.
Yeah.
Tyler Perry's got a lot of money.
Oh, dude, you don't have to tell me.
Sorry.
Dan Sinensky wants to know, are there any updates on Kristoff? And does Tyson have an Arizona best friend?
Oh, okay. Kristoff... My wife doesn't want me hanging out with him anymore.
Why?
Because he flies,
and he spent last week going to Japan twice.
Yeah, he's got the
once,
COVID
and he's headed to London tomorrow.
Yeah, he's
so
got the COVID.
She's like, today when I got home from skiing, she demanded to know what was the closest we ever got today.
We ever got today?
And were you reluctant to tell her? Because that's also a sign of guilt if you were like, I'd rather, like, trying to formulate a lie.
I said, we're wearing skis. So we're limited by the end of my skis and the end of his skis. So there's always, like, you see those people walking around with giant sombreros.
But you
can
do side by side. It's not like the skis are...
That's true. No, that's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point. But we have pole. You have the arm. Yeah, we have poles.
Oh, stacked in Florida says skis can scissor too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it'd be hard.
But you could do it.
You could if you practice for years and got the flexibility necessary to do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So are you still going to hang out even though
Liz does not want me to? And I think
in secret,
my only other friend has been avoiding us because he doesn't want to say it out loud, but he doesn't want to get coronavirus from Kristoff. So,
Matthew?
Yes, you've lost another friend because of the proximity to Kristoff.
Yeah, yeah, so I've noticed losing friends indirectly to coronavirus.
Tyson, you couldn't have come up with a more damning scenario for Kristoff, right?
Yeah, it's terrible. He's
not looking good.
Yeah.
It's just going to be you and Kristoff at the end. Your family will leave. Everyone will leave you as you try to maintain your relationship with Kristoff, which is superficial. It's all exercise based anyways.
Oh, 100% for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what about your best friend, Tyson? Arizona
Sean?
Friend? Yeah.
Yeah. Sean Lloyd. You know Sean Lloyd.
I know Sean.
He's a PA, not a doctor. Physician assistant is what they call him.
Not a production assistant.
Yeah, not a production assistant. And he lives a block away. We went to I went to high school with him.
Yeah.
And he is a good friend. So I have been on walks. We go walking, Tyson. Danny. That's what regular 40-year-old men do. Yeah.
Do you have any new friends that you've met in Arizona?
New friends that I've met in Arizona?
Yeah.
I have Harvey.
Yeah.
He's like 65 pickleball player.
Mm-hmm.
And, interesting.
Yeah. But all that's all I do is play pickleball with him. And then there is, I mean, I've made a lot of like acquaintance friends, but no real close friends.
Yeah.
Like nobody that I would like be excited to go have lunch with.
No.
I mean, I'd be fine to go have lunch with them, but I wouldn't be like really looking forward to it.
Yeah. Yes. Tyson, Lori Potter wants to know, is Tyson missing pickleball during the quarantine?
Yeah, I am. They shut down all the courts.
That was the first thing they shut down. Those places are a hotbed.
Yeah, but you're always pretty far away from each other.
The ball, you're all handling balls.
That is true. You are handling the ball.
Handing balls to other people.
Yeah, you're handling each other's balls, your own balls.
It's a hot zone.
Strangers' balls.
It was smart.
Yeah, sometimes there'll be balls there. You don't even know whose they are, and you'll be handling them.
It's also a pastime of the older generation.
The geriatric,
They need to like really shut down stuff that's going to get older, at-risk people out of the house.
Exactly.
Bocce.
Yeah.
Shut
that all down.
Shuffleboard.
So, yeah, I have been missing pickleball. I thought I would look up a place to play, but I didn't know how or why, and I have not.
How are you going
to
fit it in with all your CrossFitting? There's no time.
I don't have time. That's the thing. And CrossFit is kind of my new passion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know about it very much, but essentially what it is it's you're confusing your muscles, which keeps them growing like crazy. And then on top of that, it's like circuit training, except for every exercise, even though it's an exercise that's already existed, you give it a special name and then it becomes synonymous with CrossFit.
How about when this is over, you call me and tell me more about CrossFit. I'm looking forward to the call.
Yeah, I'm really excited to talk to you more about CrossFit. See, that's a true friend right there.
Yeah.
I'd like to listen.
This is a question from Phoebe Nugent, who wants to know, Danny, what is your cat's name? And then she says in all caps, I need to know.
I saw this question and I'm glad I saw it in advance because it took a while to remember the name of. I call it Cat.
Cat. Yeah.
Right? Hey, Cat.
She doesn't like that.
The name is Lulu.
Lulu.
That's my little girl
the
name.
Cat.
Lulu.
Why, why Lulu?
Ask my 4-year-old daughter why. I have no idea. I wasn't part of the process.
What would you name it, Rob? Joe Exotic?
Danny's Cat?
Danny's Cat.
No, what would I name Danny's Cat? Christoph the Cat.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Or Hot Soup.
Hot Soup.
Hot Soup is good too, yeah.
Hey, Hot Soup.
Oh, but then that would only make Danny sad.
Yeah.
Or salivate every time.
Yeah.
Like, oh, what's up, Hot Soup? I'm like, I could taste salt.
Yeah. What? Cheddar?
Yeah.
Is that melted cheddar in soup form?
Broccoli?
Gross.
You know, we started talking about on the last podcast Danny's skincare regimen, and I feel like that there was a lot of questions about that. People wanted to hear more about Danny's skincare regimen and his hair. Matthew Hedges says, "What products does Danny use for his skin and his hair?"
Gosh, these are the hardest
says,
questions.
I'm intrigued about Danny's skincare regimen.
Because your wife gives them to you and you don't know what it is.
And then she has like a queen emoji.
Yeah, my wife gives them. I actually went up and had this discussion after our last podcast that someone asked about my skin. She said, you do a terrible job. I've been telling you to do such and such and such. You just don't do it. And I was like, oh my gosh. I just wanted to know what I use. Don't criticize me for all the things I don't do. Just tell me what it is that I am doing.
There's people that love me, okay, Liz?
Yeah, it's not just you.
And they're asking me.
Liz is on your case about that you don't do a good job with your skincare regimen.
And yet
she has your skincare regimen.
No, she has more she wishes I would do. But it's like, I don't want to do all of that. Like I said last time, she wants me to scrub my face before I go to bed and put all this stuff on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'll do it after my shower. But I'm not going to then go through the whole process again right before I go to bed. And
have you ever seen Lulu's butthole?
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, I probably haven't focused in on it, Tyson. I love how that's where your brain was. But it's a cat, and it wanders around my house.
Yeah, okay.
Although the cat, cats really pick up on things, because whenever I enter the room, and by the way, I don't do anything mean to the cat. I just don't like the cat. But the cat leaves the room. It's like, oh, that guy's here.
Smart.
Yeah.
I'm out of here. This guy's a real buzzkill.
Yes. Okay. Lori, piling on Danny.
Says, a real doomsdayer.
When you're 50, you'll regret not doing it. Trust me.
That's probably true. And by the way, my wife is much younger than me, which is why she doesn't want to be seen.
Brag.
I guess it's a brag.
Knowledge coming out,
But what I'm trying to say is she doesn't want to be seen with an old man. And the reason I married her was so that there has been evidence that shows that when an older man marries a younger woman, he kind of like sucks life from her. And he looks younger, she looks older.
Yeah.
And so it's not good for her. So maybe she's like, hey, you know what? I need to look young again. Why don't you put some work in?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be...
Have you been wearing a leather jacket? Because that helps a lot of those older guys with younger gals look real cool.
Cat considered the convertible and the leather jacket.
I do a T-top.
I can't even think of a car, a modern day car with a T-top that isn't.
Yeah, you have to get something reconstructed. Probably,
so, she's just trying to protect herself from being seen as the young lady who's married to a gross, wrinkly old man.
Yeah. Tyson, does Rachel get on you about your skincare regimen?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I wash my face with whatever it happens to be in the shower couple times a week.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
Zest or.
Yeah.
Irish Springs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I used those soaps. Right? Yeah. Irish Springs is the nuts, right?
Dude, all your soaps come from Goop, I'm sure.
Oh, for sure. We don't even use soaps anymore. We just have a chunk of salt, Himalayan
chunk of
pink
sex
salt.
Dust that you sprinkle on your skin and rub in.
And rub it in. It exfoliates.
Perfect.
All right. Speaking of soaps, Cynthia Crom wants to know, scented candles, yay or nay? Why is something like Clean Rain the best scent?
Yeah, you need scented candles for some situations.
No, you need scented candles when you have two young boys who don't flush the toilet.
Oh.
Have you taught them about the flushing mechanism?
Gosh, dude. I could yell at my kids all day long. Uh-huh. I could bring them in. It's like a horror show.
Yeah.
Every time I go into the bathroom, I'm like, wow. Yeah.
That Tyson, I don't know if you know how bad this is. You have like a nice house with your wife.
I have a nice house.
Daughters. That these. I have two boys, and the bathroom is that it's a disaster.
Such a disaster.
I don't know what they're doing in there.
My kid was spitting toothpaste down the corner of the wall next to his bed, like for 6 months. He was just spitting the toothpaste instead of going and rinsing.
Next to his bed?
He would just spit, so I had to move back his bed to get something, and the wall was blue. I mean, boys, and I don't know if it's just a boy thing, but that's just like, I need scented candles to cover up the smell of my two boys, because the scents they bring into the house are so offensive. I'm embarrassed if a candle's not burning and someone comes into my house, because I can only imagine that the smells I've gotten used to must just be burning their eyes.
But is Rome better than the boys right now?
Well, if she's not better, she's more cute when confronted with the smells.
Because I just don't think, like, you have what? How old is Beck now? 12?
So my boys are 10 and 7.
10 and 7. So I haven't experienced a 10 or a 7-year-old. Mm-hmm. Rob, your oldest is 6. So I haven't experienced a 6-year-old.
Yeah.
So I'm sure there is something to the boy and girl thing, but also my children are both smaller than your
children. These guys just trash the bathroom. There's not a time I go in there that the toilet is flushed, or and also that the roll of toilet paper is never like he takes the toilet paper off the wall and it ends up on the floor at the end of every time with an unflushed toilet. And I've gone over this, like, why does the roll of toilet paper have to be it's like you walk into like a public restroom. What is this?
I feel like we need to bolt in the toilet paper just like a public restroom and they can just pull like two or three sheets off, because it just gets out of hand, and the current state of toilet paper does not allow for kids to just throw it around willy-nilly.
No, I don't know what's going on. I don't get it. Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's
so
crazy.
Yes to the scented candles a million times over.
Okay.
Somebody asked how many towels I use to dry off after the shower. I usually use two, but Rachel thinks I use one because there's two there. I use two. One wow. for my entire body. I take the dry one, pat my face, and then dry my hair.
Okay. Do you wear the towel on your hair or just like...
I did when I had long hair, but now that I have shorter hair, I do not.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Michael Cake wants to know, how often does Danny think about hot soup in his dreams? So we know that Danny's a recovering hot soup guy. Danny, do you dream about soup?
I don't dream about soup, but I do want soup at least 2 to 3 times a week.
Yeah. Do you get it?
Well, now I'm on a Top Ramen kick.
Top so ramen. That's,
yeah.
Like cup of noodles or like boil it over the stove yourself, put the brick of noodle in the pan.
Oh, cup of noodles is disgusting compared to Top Ramen.
Okay, you're so, Top Ramen purist.
Yeah, I'm a Top Ramen guy. I do the 3 minutes. Don't do the 2 cups of water. That's excessive. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, that is too much. Yeah, and then your salt mixture isn't as concentrated.
Danny, did you start doing Top Ramen because you're prepping for Doomsday? Did you just like buy like the palette of Top Ramen?
Well, you know, if you buy a pallet of Top Ramen, 10 years later, you'll be like, it's still there, and there's so much of it left. It's crazy. It never goes away.
Yeah.
It's magical. So we had Top Ramen. I don't know when it came from.
Okay.
I don't know if I can cut it open and carbon date it, but it's probably pretty old, but it tastes delicious.
Yeah, it's one of those foods that stays for quite a while. I actually, when Rachel was sick like a week ago, she sent me to go buy some stuff. And the grocery stores, that was when there was just like nothing anywhere. And I found 2 bricks of ramen at CVS for 80 cents a brick, which is a
steal.
They
a
are
steal.
Killing me.
Yeah.
No, it's not a steal. They're usually 10
oh,
cents a brick.
They jacked them up.
They jacked them way up.
Bastards.
Yeah. You could probably sell them for $2 a brick, Danny. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, maybe you could sell it like 2 condoms for a brick.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the currency of the future? Ramen and condoms?
You're bartering? Yeah, that's true.
Ramen, condoms, toilet paper, Danny. Which is the more valuable commodity right now?
Right now, gold. Toilet paper is worth its weight in gold. Yeah.
Okay.
Danny, with your stimulus, are you going? How many gold chains are you going to buy?
Oh, I'm not getting stimulus, I don't think. I haven't looked into it, but I don't think I'm getting any.
I think you are.
Cool. Thanks. Are you sending
taxes?
Me a check?
Do you file taxes?
Well, I hope my wife does. Okay. I don't really look into it. I don't want to know too much. Is that the appropriate answer?
Okay. Tyson, Andrea Christie Trantham wants to know, best dad tricks for keeping the little ones entertained.
Dad tricks?
Yeah. Danny, would you agree? Is Tyson the best dad on the panel?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, not close, right?
Yeah, there's not even... No,
come on, guys.
Yeah. We're way out in left field.
Yeah.
You guys, you're going to make me cry over here.
Yeah.
Well, this may change your minds, but I mean, the best trick, honestly, is as soon as Rachel turns her back, you just turn the TV on.
Mm-hmm.
I'll sit there and cuddle with them and watch what they want to watch, but that TV really is the best. I can get out the art supplies and let them do all the art things and do whatever, and that stuff just like they lose interest so fast. I bought a trampoline.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Slapped that together and put it in the backyard so that they could get their exercise.
The really big one or like the smaller circle one?
It's a medium. It's in between those.
Yeah.
And it has like the safety things, but it's like a 7 foot across. You can put both of them on it. So I have them doing that. I've been trying to teach Bergen video games once in a while to play with me. And we've been ordering books like crazy, playing cards.
Mm-hmm. Man, there's you do tons of stuff with your kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what do? You FaceTime from the top of one of the mountains. So. Send them a Marco Polo video.
No, I don't even do that.
You don't even do that anymore.
No, I
just have Liz play them the old video.
Yeah, I just do something like once a month, and that kind of counts.
Like what? Yeah.
Well, I just took them to Southern Utah right before things got real bad, and we went camping. I mean, that's huge.
Yeah,
that's like I'm paying lump sums.
Mm-hmm.
Tyson's doling out on the daily.
Yeah,
small amounts.
But also paying lump sums.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's not talking. That's, dude, now you're just bragging. Come on. I had so my lump sums. Yeah, okay. I had that. Okay. And then you took it away and okay. you're doing all the small little, yeah, it's just, what do you do, Rob?
I
podcast.
Yeah, I podcast and then, I put a roof over their head, Danny.
That used to be enough.
Yeah, that was enough. No, I end up, you know, I'm with them in the mornings a lot. I make a lot of meals for them, and then we have a lot of guys time in the garage where like I exercise and then I let them do whatever they want screen time wise.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah, and then actually my 6-year old likes to play a lot of games, so he wants to play checkers, chess.
No,
and
I won't do that.
Yeah, cards, and so that he's a big he's a games guy. He wants to play a lot of games.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, that is fun. Except that he's like, Dad, can we play? Dad, can we play again?
Yeah.
Once you open that door,
yeah.
Have you introduced him to Magic the Gathering?
No, I have not. He has a deck of Pokemon cards, but he doesn't know what to do with them.
Okay. Do you know what to do with them?
No.
My kids have so many cards, and I don't think they know what to do with them. They like to like reorganize
them. Yeah.
Yeah, they look at them, but then they try to explain them to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Emily Huff wants to know, best carry out or takeout to get during quarantine. Have you guys ordered out a lot? I know we talked about the pizza before.
Pizza is the only one.
Yeah.
You can do the other ones, but you are not guaranteed to get what you want or in the condition you want it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it always goes. Like whenever
pizza has always been my go-to in third world countries where I feel like the standards aren't very high. Because in my mind, the pizza comes out of the oven. It's too hot to touch.
Yeah.
It's put onto a platter and brought to you. No one's manhandling it with their poop pants.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel the same way in this time and age.
Well, it's not even about that for me. It's just that I've ordered a lot of takeout meals and a lot of ordered meals. And the best by far is always the pizza. Mm-hmm. It's just travels the best. It keeps the best for 20 minutes after it comes out of the oven. It's, you know, there's no... It's the best when you reheat it. It's the best if it's slightly cold. There's no pizza.
I like Indian food.
Pizza.
I do like takeout.
Yeah, but you have a great restaurant there that you are certain of.
Liz wouldn't allow it during this time, though. She pictures all the cooks sweating and their sweat dripping into my food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then it gets cooked.
Yeah, she doesn't care.
Yeah.
She's brought the hammer down on it. I can't have Indian food.
What a buzzkill, dude.
You're out there
like risking your life every day just to have like a cool Instagram video and she's not even allowing you to just eat a little bit of sweat now and again.
Another man's sweat. That'll give me strength.
You're probably out there chugging all of Christoph's sweat pretty much daily those face shots, you know?
That guy.
He's turning sweat and kicking up sweat.
I don't know if there's a world record for sweat, but he could definitely compete.
Yeah, if we got the world record people here to watch him sweat, I'm sure we could get it because world records.
Yeah, I know how much you love them.
Oh, they're so stupid. We probably set 30 world records right here if we would have just had a world's record person here to watch us.
Tyson, are you buying that Danny isn't hitting up the Del Taco drive-through these days?
No, he for sure is.
Guys, I can't deny... I've thought about it every day about going down there.
You won't go through the drive-thru of your own accord?
I was already a bit of a germaphobe before, right?
And yeah,
this was the final germy straw that pushed me over the edge. I can't. Mm-hmm. I just can't do it. All those things I could excuse before are no longer excusable.
Ever. Or just in this time of crisis.
Just in this time. Yeah.
Okay.
One of the polarizing things that we talked about recently was Danny's love for the TV show Monk. Tyson, and you and I gave him a hard time. Some of the listeners said, hey, I stand with Danny.
Show.
I love Monk.
Thank you.
Yeah, a lot of people said that. And to be fair, the only thing I've ever really seen of Monk is like walking through my parents' living room as my dad's like laughing at Monk doing something that I am like, eh.
The hardest thing about Monk is when the captain, Stoudemire,
talks,
and all I can hear coming out of his mouth is, it puts the lotion on itself. because he's the guy in Silence of the Lambs. And the voice is so identical that it's distracting. And all I can picture is him sitting in that lady's nightrobe or whatever, yelling down the well. But other than that, it's a top-notch show. Yeah. Tyson, you should
watch it. He was very concerned about everybody's skin regimen, too.
Buffalo Monk was? Bob.
Yeah.
No. Buffalo Bill. He was very... You got to moisturize.
Yeah, you have to. So you think that I need to watch Monk? Where are you watching Monk?
I can't even remember, but I watched all of them. Every single one.
I have to get
so
Hulu
it's somewhere.
Again.
You might.
Is it on Hulu, have to Monk? Get it.
I don't know where I watched it. Okay. But yeah, they had every season on it.
Okay. But
I don't think I want to watch it.
Brendan Fitzpatrick says, can we have a live News AF where we all watch an episode of Monk together and talk about it? Danny.
Looks like I'm watching Monk.
Yeah. I'm up for that. You can do that now if it's on Netflix. They have the party.
Netflix party. Yeah, but it's just a chat. You can't do video.
Oh, yeah. It's not like we can see each other's
I've experienced
reactions.
It. With a bunch of friends. I watched Tiger Party in Netflix party mode.
Yeah.
Or Tiger King.
Yeah.
Okay. Then this is a question from Roxanne Fox. How tall is Danny? He said on Tuesday that someone in the store might see him and think he's short with good skin.
Well, that's because people are always taller on screen. And I know that Roxanne Fox does follow me. On Instagram. So people might think you're taller. I'm 5'10". Mm-hmm. 5'11 on a good day, if I'm trying to brag. Tyson, however, is a giant. So if I was next to Tyson, I would look like a very small man. Because Tyson is very tall.
People always think I'm smaller than... And then when they see me in person, they're like, whoa, I always thought you were like a little squirrely dude, but you're like 6'3". I'm almost 6'3".
Almost 6'3". Yeah. On a good day.
I thought you were 6'3".
I'm like
maybe you've shrunk since flipping so many tires.
If we're being honest, I'm like 6'2 and 5'8. Like I'm pretty close. I'm more closer to 6'3 than I am to 6'2.
Can you dunk a basketball, which is the only measurement anyone cares about?
Ten years ago, yes. Now, no, absolutely not. I can barely touch the rim, and I don't even know.
Your ankles will snap.
No, it's not even that. It's just like after just only doing cardio and not doing any explosive stuff, it's just killed any explosiveness I used to have anywhere.
Well, confuse those muscles so you can get up there.
I'm going to confuse them so I can get my hops back, and I've been wearing those strength shoes around with like the jumper shoes.
Oh, I love those. Yeah.
Yeah, with the platform underneath the ball of the foot. So I've been doing a lot of workouts just wearing those.
The muscle has to either grow or die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of muscle confusion going on there.
A lot.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Grow or die.
Okay.
Rob, how tall are you?
Yeah, I'd say that 5'10 on a good day.
And do people usually think you're taller or that? Do they assume you're going to be taller or shorter?
I think that's tough. I don't really know what people expect. I mean, I feel like I'm a very like average height.
Yeah, you are. I think 5'10 is the average.
I don't think anybody's like, well, I think Rob's like 6'4". No, I don't think anybody's he's like 5'2".
The 007 Prestige corrected me and said fast twitch muscle, not explosive. I knew that. Mm-hmm. I knew fast twitch and slow twitch muscle. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But... Yeah, I have no fast twitch for my hops, which is what I need.
Tyson, Kyle Minot wants to know, what hand soap do you guys use? I feel like that Tyson is a bar soap guy.
Is that an insult? I don't know what that, or is it just because I'm grizzly and hardcore?
Yeah, maybe. You've got the beard. You kind of have that like sparse beard look.
Is that
look?
Like more of a hipster thing of like I don't do
Tyson makes his own soaps.
Yeah, I like Brad Pitt on Fight Club.
Yeah.
No, I use liquid soap. I prefer liquid soap for hands. I think that's the best and easiest. And I don't know. Rachel has these like fancy glass bottles next to each.
Yeah, that's what we have.
Thing, and then she just buys this refill stuff that she dumps in them when they're empty.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a bar in our house. There's one bar of soap, and it's very disturbing when my kids use it because I'm like, they've touched that bar.
Hmm. Yeah. No, there's germs on the bar.
Yeah, I feel like the bar is now messier than the toilet seat.
Yeah. Okay. How about Ryan Hudson wants to know that maybe Danny has talked about this in previous podcasts, but I would like to ask him about his show 100 Miles from Nowhere, as I have never seen it, and I wonder if I should binge it while I'm in quarantine. Danny, did you ever think in 2020 that people would say, I have so much time on my hands, I want to binge 100 miles to nowhere?
From nowhere. And
from nowhere. Danny, I apologize.
This is the problem with this show, is that there were 8 episodes, I believe. Yeah. And for some reason that's never been explained to me, they only have the first 4, which are the dumbest out of all 8. They're all domestic, whereas the international episodes I thought were more fun. So, I mean, binge
it. Did they air, or they just are not on demand?
They did air. They do have them on Amazon as well, I believe, but only the first 4 episodes. So, yeah, you can binge it if you want, but make sure you have absolutely nothing else.
Put a rip up on somewhere?
So, yeah, I could. I actually do have all of them on a Google Drive folder.
Wait, guys, I got better news for you.
Yeah, what is it?
I actually have all of them also on a Google Drive folder.
Boom.
What?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you have that?
You shared them with me so I could watch
them. What a good friend.
That is a good friend.
That is a good friend.
Yeah. So, that could have gotten you in a lot of trouble with a network that didn't want you anymore.
If Tyson's ever on a TV show, you should have to watch it now too, Danny.
Well, now I have the means. Hulu.
Yeah.
It's on Hulu.
I didn't realize that the current season of Survivor was on Hulu.
Who knew? Hulu. Yeah, that should be their new tagline.
It should be. We just came up with that, but not for free. We trademarked, patent pending.
They owe us one. They owe us one. Okay. But Danny, you don't think we should set up a viewing, a weekly watch club?
No, if Tyson's got them, he should set them up and maybe allow people to watch it. I'd appreciate it. I feel like me doing it, I don't know why, it's seems dirty. More wrong. I already tried to do it once on YouTube. I put them all up on YouTube and I got a takedown notice. So
from who?
From Discovery.
They saw them? How did they know that? Like, if I put them up on mine, how would Discovery ever even see
those?
Were they
embarrassed?
I put on YouTube.
To watch the show?
I know, but I would put it on YouTube. Could I not put it on YouTube, do you think?
Yeah, you can't put it on YouTube. You'll get a takedown notice.
What if he makes it unlisted?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could probably...
Or call it something else. Call it like
100 miles to nowhere.
99 miles to nowhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that'll probably get right past. And plus, right now, because of the disease, they don't have as many moderators. So if you want to sneak something
in there
through,
right now.
You got to do it right now.
Yeah. Just call it something like Monk Season 2, and then it'll be fine.
That's true. Nope. I could just rescale it just a little bit if they're catching it that way through some algorithm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that'd be awesome.
Okay. All right. Then let's see. How about this from... Larry Jenikowski, Jake Jenikowski. I feel like that Tyson dominates on the mini golf course. Is this true?
Probably.
Have you ever played miniature golf?
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know that I dominate, but I probably am in the top 99 percentile.
99 percentile?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't played mini golf for a long time, but it doesn't seem like there's that much to it. It's just simple geometry and
Oh, is that all it is?
Coordination.
Yeah, simple geometry. You're like Sherlock Holmes. You're like drawing lines in your mind. Like,
yeah, exactly, dude.
And speed divided
by. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. let's see. Pete Wilkinson wants to know, Danny, do you lock the helicopter when you leave it at the base for your hikes?
I saw that. First of all, it's not my helicopter. So whether it's locked or unlocked isn't up to me.
Yeah.
And if you've seen the helicopter, part of me wonders if this guy has seen the helicopter and is like, just wants to know in the future if he should walk up to it and try and get it started. The helicopter, most of the time, the key, I don't think it's locked.
Mm-hmm.
And the thinking is, first of all, no one's going to try and fly it because that would be suicide. I don't even know if anyone could get it started. The other thing is the guy who owns the helicopter, he's not worried. I've never understood it, but like he doesn't lock his car. There's a lot of things he doesn't do that paranoid me definitely would do.
Mm-hmm.
And so he kind of leaves it open. Sometimes I'll be like, you've got to lock it because my stuff's in here.
Yeah.
And if someone's going to steal my stuff, I want them to work a little bit for it, like smash one of those plastic windows. So, it really depends on the day and whether or not I've told them to lock it.
Yeah. What about, do they have like the club maybe on the helicopter?
Honestly, if you got into a helicopter, maybe you would know intuitively how to do it, but my guess is you wouldn't get very far in the process of starting it up and taking it off.
Mm-hmm. Nicole and I went for a walk the other day. We walked past like the crappiest van that you could imagine, and it had the club. Like anybody was going to try to steal this van.
Maybe yeah. the van was just a front, and inside it was like this super nice Chevy engine, and you know what I mean? Like it was actually a really nice van. They were just smart enough to make it look crappy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, are Chevy engines the
most I don't know. I should have said something like a Lamborghini engine.
Yeah, or cool. You know. Lambo engine. Mm-hmm. Somebody asked if I was a great bowler. Yes, I am actually a great bowler. I took bowling at one of my classes in college, and then went on to play in mini leagues and own multiple personal bowling balls.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's what's a sign that you're serious.
Probably around 200-ish.
Wow.
Wow. That's really good.
Yeah. I've bowled in a 3-game series. I've bowled over 700 before.
Wow.
That's impressive.
You just add them all together.
So every time I bowl, average. I feel like I should be over 200. And I'm always really disappointed when I'm like 110.
Mm-hmm.
Because I felt like I earned a 200, but it just never happens. So yeah, good work, Tyson.
Thank you. Yeah. My back has hurt on and off. I haven't bowled, but I would like to get back into it. So, one day I'll own my own bowling lane in my house.
Way to dream. That'd be good to get back into bowling just to confuse those muscles even more.
You would like to confuse them. And if you're ambidextrous bowler, then you can at least be symmetrical too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about this that Larry Potter wants to say, I would like to hear any leadership advice that Danny might have during this these trying times. Danny, do you have any leadership advice?
You know, someone once asked me for advice, and he was an older, more successful gentleman.
Guy?
No.
Oh, a different.
And I said to him, why would you want advice? Do you know anything about me? Like, why would you want advice from me? My life is so not your life. You are a self-made, successful, grown man. What could I possibly offer you in terms of direction?
Mm-hmm. Who was it?
It was a neighbor of mine. And actually, to his credit, to prove that he actually was more of a leader and wiser than myself, he said, I'm just looking for a different perspective. That I can give. I mean, so.
Yeah. Don't ask for advice then. Just tell me, like, can you give me your perspective?
Mm-hmm.
And so you're saying that Larry Potter should have phrased it differently.
Yeah. Your leadership advice I can't give, but I can definitely give you a perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're looking for something about these trying times, the way I look at it is that humans have been in the shitter far worse than this many, many times over the last 10,000 years.
Mm-hmm. And some of them have survived it.
Yeah. And most of the time they come out half decent and everything's okay. And honestly, this doesn't feel like one of the times where the world opens up and swallows us whole. It sounds like it's going to be real crappy for a lot of people. And I mean, that's inevitable. But in 10 years, you know, comedians will probably start joking about this.
Wow. All right. An inspiring message of hope from Danny.
Yeah. Wow. That was very inspiring.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if you really do compare this to past tragedies, the scales of some of those things, like the Spanish flu came on at the end of the worst world war ever, you know, the first world war, tens of millions of people dying, people, you know, losing entire towns. And I mean, it's just an awful time. And then at the tail end of that, these soldiers, when they're just going home, are bringing back the flu, you know, that killed another, 40 million people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, imagine living in that time. That's a real crapper of a time. We all still have the internet. We all still have pizza delivery. We're all still living pretty well. And obviously that could change at any time. But for now, you know what? Just enjoy what you have right now and be glad you have it. Because, I mean, it seriously could disappear.
Okay. All right.
There you go.
New perspective from Danny.
I got to go bowling.
Get out there, Tyson. Yeah.
Get out there, Tyson. It might be the last time the lane ever exists.
I believe that bowling is probably not a recommended activity right now. You probably don't want to be sticking your hands in all of the bowling balls.
Yeah, I have my own balls.
Yeah.
Well, but yeah, still.
Yeah.
Those holes are dark and moist.
No, they're not moist. That's just the lane like balls are moist. Get the
rosin bag. Yeah,
the lane balls are moist. Yes. My balls are not.
Yes. Okay. Tyson, that we know your trampoline has arrived, but Laurel wants to know, will you be doing any Insta stories while jumping on it?
I think I already did one, but I can do more.
Okay.
Please do.
I'll do more because I think jumping on trampolines is part of CrossFit because CrossFitters are the greatest athletes of all time in every aspect. So jumping on trampolines, they're the best.
When I jump on a trampoline, my muscles are very confused. And so is my digestive system, lungs,
spine.
All of that is very confused as to like why.
Yeah. Why are you doing this to me right now?
Yeah.
Tara Renee wants to know, do Danny or Tyson sing to their pets? I've been spending so much of my isolation making up songs for my cat. Tyson, do you sing to the tortoises?
No. The most I ever do is like, oh, hey, what's up? Because they pop out at the most random times. Mm-hmm. And then you get to watch them for like half an hour as they like elephant walk away from wherever. And then you turn your back and turn back around and they disappear. I think they must move really, really fast when you're not watching them because I have no clue where they go half the time.
If you start to think about all the things that take place when you're not looking, you can go crazy. Just an observation.
Mm-hmm. Like, you can.
If you start really thinking about all the things happening behind you, it can really lead to some serious paranoia. So don't start imagining your tortoise is standing up and walking away on its hind legs. It's just not a good road to go down.
So you think that by you mentioning that now you're going to drive me insane. And next time when you talk to me on Tuesday, I'm going to be
try
like,
and catch
not the same person. Cause I'm like, yeah, I couldn't get it out of my head that you were like the tortoise was walking on its hind legs and just like strutting around. And I was like, I know for a fact the one that got chomped by the dog couldn't even stand on its hind legs if you wanted him to.
Who knows?
Yeah. He got some puncture holes in his shell.
Okay, let's do one more, Rob. I got to go sell some goods in a parking lot.
Sell some coming up. Sell some goods in a parking lot? What does that mean?
Yeah. I got to go sell.
To a stranger?
I'm meeting a stranger in a parking lot to sell things.
And is
well, I have a podcast.
What is Danny talking about, Tyson?
Drugs.
Yes.
Not drugs. I'm selling skis.
Skis.
A pair of skis.
He glued the skis he broke so they look like they're still good. And he's going to pawn them off to
those
somebody
else. Those people ghosted me, by the way.
All right. Let's see. How about this question? Adam Bradford was not sure if the opinion has been given before, but with all the talks of planes and Greyhounds, Danny, what are your thoughts on cruises?
Oh, I went on a cruise once, and that cruise
was
to trick my wife into thinking that I like cruises, so she would marry me because her family's a big cruise family. They love the floating RVs of the sea.
Communal
I will
RVs.
Never set foot on a cruise ship ever again. Once I had her locked down, and she was like, maybe a cruise. I'm like, oh boy, no, not a cruise ever again.
Did you
and
pretend to have fun on this thing?
Yeah, I tried my best. It's hard, you know, I'm not very good at faking it.
Yeah.
But I did enough. It was good that I went because my father-in-law absolutely hated me up until that moment.
Okay.
Thought I was the biggest piece of crap on earth.
Yeah.
So after the cruise, you know, I proved myself on the cruise.
What did you do to win him over?
You know, just told some funny jokes, talked football, whatever people do to impress their father-in-laws who don't like them and think that they're pieces of crap. Anyway, I will never go. And by the way, I brought up every story, which isn't hard, I've ever found about cruise ships where everybody gets sick.
Yeah.
Those stories, as we know, six or seven of them every year, you get an entire cruise ship. Yeah, not this year. No stories like that this year. But before this, it wasn't as serious. Everybody would get the bug, which is it would go through it and everyone get wiped out. And so it wasn't hard to turn her against cruises, but she came from a cruise family. They're like the grossest thing. And they're like, oh, the food, you go for the food.
Yeah.
No.
So you can eat as much as you want.
If they had a Del Taco.
Soup bar.
I would never. I mean, that would be like ladling soup out of a hot toilet bowl.
I bet there's a time in your life, if you would have hit a cruise at the right moment, that you would have tried the hot soup on a cruise ship.
Never. Once the cruise ships come back online, Danny, should we schedule a News AF cruise? Cruise AF with our listeners.
Yeah, we're taking over the
Gwyneth
Paltrow one.
I told you, the Goop cruise.
Yes.
Yeah, we wanted. I would do the Goop cruise because it's not about the cruise. It's about the investigative journalism.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, we're doing the Goop cruise, but we're we're going to tell our fans that we're doing our own News AF thing on the Goop Cruise. Mm-hmm. So everybody who goes on the Goop Cruise is actually going to be our fans, and we're going to have mm-hmm. our own
oh,
thing.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's good.
And they'll be okay. like, what? Where's everybody for our seminar right now on Jade Eggs?
Yeah.
And we're like, we're doing a live News AF in Rob's single bunk room.
Oh, yeah. Tyson, are you worried that Danny is going out to get murdered tonight?
I'm not selling an Xbox.
Yeah. No, I'm not really worried that he's getting murdered. These are always weird transactions. I actually sold the bicycle today, and I usually send the people to the gate of the neighborhood next to me.
Yeah.
And I meet them there so that they think that I live in that gated community and not my own gated community.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah. And I just drop a pin. I'm like, hey, I'm right here. The gates are locked, so I just figure I'll meet you right here. And but I think both parties are suspicious. Like, one party is suspicious. Like, it's the guy who's going to meet Danny is like, I'm bringing this wad of cash. He's going to show up with a knife and take my cash. And Danny's in his mind thinking, there's going to be two dudes there. One's going to punch me in the nose, and the other's going to grab the skis, and they're going
to
drive away.
They wouldn't even have to punch me. If all they said is,
ramen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Give us the skis, I'd be like, just, dude, I'm... Take the skis. I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, you can have them. They don't, I'm trying to get rid of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I would like money, but if you're not going to give me that, then fine.
All right. Please
so you want to hear something weird, talking about selling stuff in parking lots. And this is going to sound right to a lot of people, but my dad once got me a gun for my birthday and I sold it in a Walmart parking lot. And it was the slimiest thing. The guy, by the way, I did everything, bill of sale. I looked, got his license number. It looked at his driver's license, you know, everything I could do as a private seller. But there was no way I could escape the feeling that I was somehow participating in a crime. Mm-hmm. And the fact that it took place in a Walmart parking lot at night, it was just the weirdest thing I've ever had to sell in a parking lot. But tonight, thankfully, it's just a pair of skis. Yeah. So it can't be used as a weapon against somebody else.
Okay.
So yeah, I got to get down there and sell it to this guy so I can make some money.
How many things have you sold in a parking lot?
Probably 20 to 30.
20 to 30 things.
Do you meet in the parking lot because you don't want him to know where you live?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yes.
So I always...
Guys, I don't like having stuff. I have lots of gear.
Yeah.
And I don't like to have
them
more
see
than
it all.
One of one thing. Yeah. No. So it's like the minute I got another pair of skis, I sell an old pair of skis. That's one in, one out. That's what I try to do.
But yeah, Tyson, Danny's definitely going to hit the Del Taco drive-thru on the way back.
He should. It is. Celebrate.
Yes. It is on the right-hand side of the road, so that works out perfectly. But no, I will resist.
Really?
All right.
I promise. I vow
it's fine.
To you.
They're wearing gloves and everything, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, support your local restaurants, Danny.
You do. In this time of need, you'd be doing everything.
They should be
favor.
Building a wing, the Danny Bryson wing, but from all the previous business.
All right. So, all right, Danny's got to go. This was so much fun tonight.
We did have fun. Didn't we have fun, Danny?
Easy. I did. I had fun.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the chat seemed like they had fun. Tyson, do we have time for a review? You said the other day we're going to read our reviews on newsaf.news. Yeah. By the way, great time to subscribe to NewsAF right now. NewsAF.news. Of course. Danny, are you okay? You have a minute for Tyson to read a review?
Yeah.
What time are you meeting this guy?
8:30.
Yeah.
8:30? Oh, it's...
We're fine. I just texted him.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm running late, which he's going to think is suspicious.
Yeah.
So we're good.
He's thinking he's getting murdered.
Mm-hmm.
So go. Let's hear the review.
Okay.
Okay. You sure that we can do it?
Yeah.
Promise?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to miss it. It's going to make me feel good about myself, hopefully.
Okay. Well, I don't know what's happening.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Never mind. No review.
News 8.
I have iTunes open on a Windows computer. And it's not showing up.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So no reviews today for News AF. So get your reviews in at newsaf.news. Subscribe to the podcast. Rate us. Great time to jump on board because we don't have to do two shows a week.
No.
We did it for the subscribers.
We did.
Yeah. We did do it for the subscribers. For Let us know if you want to. If we see that this is really worthwhile for us and for you guys, then we will continue to do it when we can.
Okay. All right. Danny, good luck out there. Follow at
Hope
Danny
Hope to see
Bryson.
You guys again.
Check out Mediocre Amateur. See what Danny is doing with all this equipment on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And check out my Insta stories for all the latest in CrossFit workouts.
All right. Thanks so much, everybody, who was checking out this special edition of News AF tonight. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.